Instead of taking the gospel to the ends of the earth and making disciples, as the Lord commanded, much of the modern church won't even take the gospel to the end of the street. Many of the statistics show that most Christians, and this is in America, that most Christians are satisfied with being saved, but they really aren't motivated in seeing others become saved. The church seems to have forgotten the truth that Christianity is a proactive, activist faith. Our calling is not to endure to the end. Our calling is to literally storm the very gates of Hades. But we've taken this defensive posture and we've given up that proactive, activist faith that the Lord has commanded of the church in the Great Commission. The church's orders are not to sit by. The church's orders are to go into the world and proclaim the glorious news of a crucified and a risen Savior who saves all who place their faith and their trust in Him. You're here because somebody did that with you. None of us were born believers. Somebody faithfully carried out, in a very real sense, the Great Commission with us. Now, based on statistics, the polls seem to imply that many Christians have pulled the covers of complacency and apathy over themselves, and they have fallen into a deep slumber of self-satisfaction and comfort. The door of evangelism in America is closing shut. In spite of the conditions around us, in spite of the difficulties and dangers, in spite of every excuse Christians offer, listen, the Great Commission still stands. God still expects His people, God still expects the church to take His message to a lost world so that they might hear the wonderful words of life. Folks, there is no plan B.